The end of the school year is looking uncertain as we enter week three of the Queen's Graduate Student Workers Strike. In addition to the direct impact of teaching assistants, teaching fellows, and postdoctoral scholars being on strike, many professors at Queen's have also invoked their collective agreement right to not cross the picket line. Professors showed their support for workers on strike at a teach-in on Friday, March 21st, as well as in an open letter to Principal Patrick Dean, Provost Matthew Evans, and the Board of Trustees, signed by 179 faculty members so far. The open letter urges the university to work on ending the strike before the end of the term, reporting a list of disruptions to teaching, learning, and research on campus, including dozens of courses taught by teaching fellows and hundreds of labs and tutorials now on hold, assessments being canceled, research put on hold, and papers being left ungraded. Professors and various faculties delivered impassioned lectures before the lively crowd at the teach-in in front of Richardson Hall on Friday. Dr. Margaret Papineau, a professor in the English department, had the following to say.
And I want to say to Patrick Dean and Matthew Evans, get our students back to class. This is not normal. Students on the picket line is not normal. It's not business as usual. It is wrong. Yeah! You need it, Evans. You are responsible for suspending the learning institution. Yay! Administration is asking faculty to give students grades that will not truly assess what a student has done in a course, and that is wrong. Yay! If they cared about learning, they would do everything in their power to get students back into the classroom. Are not fooled. You did not bargain in good faith. Do it over.
While Friday's teach-in was well attended, professors have been having a mix of responses to the strike. Undergraduates are seeing some classes put on halt or heavily modified, while others continue as planned. Dr. Susan Lord, a professor in the Department of Film and Media and acting department head of gender studies, had the following message for colleagues who are continuing classes as scheduled.
I wish more of my colleagues were here, because how can we be a good colleague to all of our grad students and our TAs and our TFs and our RAs while supporting undergraduate students? We can do it by not being a scrape, by not crossing a picket line, and by using our very beautiful and very rare right to use Article 12.3.C to show solidarity and explain to your students why.
The latest update on the Queen's Labor News page reads as following. Quote, Queen's respects the collective bargaining process and the work of PSAC Unit 1 members, and we remain committed to reaching an agreement. 10 working days ago, the university presented a comprehensive and competitive offer to PSAC. We are disappointed that PSAC chose to not respond and instead elected to strike. We will continue to bargain terms and conditions of employment in good faith. And our objective is to achieve a negotiated tentative agreement to renew the collective agreement that both parties can ratify. This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.